So I want to talk to you for a few minutes because I believe that's the way the Lord's moving, and I want to be sensitive to it. I so much want to be sensitive to God. I've never been so concerned about where God's going than in this time in my life. I don't want to do anything to hurt the Holy Spirit, grieve the Holy Spirit. But I want to talk to you about the glory of God for just a few minutes. The phrase, the glory of God, which we're experiencing, appears 37 times in the Word, the glory of God. And the glory of God is talked about and spoken of 824 times in Scripture. We have the unique position in history as a generation yet to witness what we're witnessing right now. It's a new day. But He promised in His Word that when He comes, His glory comes. We've had a lifetime of meeting in meetings and talking about the glory, never really receiving the glory. Talking about the Goliaths and the arks and the 5,000 and the Lazaruses. But with our own eyes, we've failed to see that level of glory. And to do the job that we're called to do in our generation, we must see the glory. Turn with me to Leviticus chapter 9. Leviticus chapter 9. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Leviticus 9, and Moses and Aaron in verse 23 went into the tabernacle of meeting and came out and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. If you have your Bibles that are not contraptions, underline to all the people. And fire came out from before the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces. They said, Pastor Rick, there is no altar of sacrifice in our day. Christ became the sacrifice for us. And I say, I beg to differ with you. The Word of God says that we're to offer ourselves up as living sacrifices. And when the glory of God comes, He burns us away. So that all that's seen by this world is Him. All that's seen by this world is Him. And the world is starving, starving to see the glory of God. It's important to note that when Moses and Aaron blessed the people, God showed up with fire and glory. It's the presence of God among His people is the environment of heaven invading the atmosphere of earth. It shouldn't be like everything else. The power and the anointing and the presence of God should not be like anything else we experience. That's right. It shouldn't be anything compared to a good feeling. That's right. People that want to write popular songs are now, it's popular to say, oh, Jesus, hold me and touch me and caress me and it has nothing to do with that. Oh, touch me and be with me and let me sit on your lap. What are you talking about? This is the Creator of the universe. When He comes, His glory comes. And He burns away all that nonsense.
That's right.
Because He is talking about life and death situations. The presence of God among His people is the environment of heaven invading the atmosphere of earth. It's a public demonstration. He's not wanting to do it behind closed doors. It's not a secret meeting. This is for everyone. His intent, and we're going to talk about it in a minute, His intent is that the whole earth be filled with His glory. That's before his return. That's not after his return. It's not in the sweet by and by. When he comes in his glory, he wants all the earth to be filled with his glory. It's not only a public demonstration, it's a powerful demonstration. When God invades our environment, he rearranges the furniture. Nothing is going to remain the same. You say, God, you can come in my life, but don't disturb where I'm at because I'm comfortable. You don't want him to come then. Because he's going to rearrange you. Why? Because it's his glory. It's his glory. It's his presence. It's his power. He's the creator, not you. You're the sacrifice. Living sacrifices. It's not only a public demonstration, my friend. It's not only a powerful demonstration. It's a visible demonstration. Changes happen. When the glory of God comes, he doesn't leave it the same. We've had years and 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 years of meetings that nothing ever changes. Those days are gone.
Hallelujah.
We come together, things change because we're allowing God to be God. God says, I'm always changing. I'm not changing, but I'm always changing you. I'm bringing you from this point to this point. The work I began, I'll complete. And because we've said God and held him at arm's length, there's a lot of work to do. It's catch-up time. Come on, somebody. Many of us for many years said, okay, I'll go to church. I'll be a good person. I'll pay to pray. I'll go. But God, when you come, touch somebody else and I'll give you the glory. But don't rearrange the furniture. I'm surprised every chair in this place, I'm surprised it's not standing room only. Go tell somebody what's happening. This is a tremendous time. It's a tremendous, my wife and I have been praying together for 37 years. And every time we pray together in our house, the glory of God comes. Ask her. She's not in a room. Ask her before you leave. What's going on in your house? It's time. Watch what Numbers 14:31 says. But truly as I live, all the earth, I'm healed, shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Watch what it says. But truly, this is God speaking. As I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And fast forward to Matthew chapter 6. Jesus praying. He asked us. The disciples came to him. And they said, teach us to pray. What are you talking about? This guy prayed all the time. I've said it before, but here's Jesus praying when the disciples are around. And they're talking. Wonder what he's saying. Wonder what he's talking about. Said, teach us to pray in our Father who art in heaven, the Our Father prayer that we talk about. But watch what he says. He said, this is what you pray. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The same thing God prayed, God spoke in the Old Testament is true in the New. Instead of now listening to what God's purpose is, we're calling things that are not, as was said this morning, as if they were. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth. And his will is that all the earth be filled with his glory. That's his intent. But as truly as I live, because he could swear by nothing greater, he swore by himself. For as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is made known to all the inhabitants of the earth. There's not going to be any questions. There's not going to be anybody that says, what is that? Everyone will know it's the glory of God. Many will say no and turn their backs, if you can imagine, to the glory of God. But we're reaching a time now where God is pouring out his Spirit. It was read this morning prophetically, without knowing what's going to be preached. His intent is to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. Say all flesh.
All flesh.
Now, does that mean just all flesh that are in churches?
No.
What's all flesh mean?
All flesh.
All flesh. This is the hour where we're going into right now. We're in the hour where God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. Isaiah chapter 40, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Wow. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth. Why? For the glory of the Lord. Verse 5, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We're in that time right now. We're in that time right now. It'll happen so quick in the next couple of months. It'll just happen so quick. Come on, somebody. It's quiet in here. Oh, what a glorious day. The power and the glory of God exhibited with no restraints. What are the restraints that we've faced? We've seen, if you've been a Christian the last 20 years, we've seen people that said they're Christians compromise. Twist the word for their own ends. Those days are quickly coming to a close. A glorious prophetic word for this generation is Isaiah 59. Turn to Isaiah 59 with me. Everybody okay? Say the roast. The roast will wait. I don't know if anybody even does roast. My mom used to do a roast every Sunday. That was roast day. That was roast day. There was no question as to what mom was making on Sunday. It was going to be roast. Isaiah 59, verse 16. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay. When his glory comes, things are going to be separate and divided. It's a two-edged sword when his glory comes. Come on, somebody. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. The Redeemer will come to Zion and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. Anytime you see Zion in the word, it's the church. The Redeemer will come to the church. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them. Verse 21, my Spirit who is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time forevermore. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen where?
Upon you.
You say, now, the glory of the Lord is going to fill the earth. Well, who do you think he's going to fill? Say, he's going to fill me. Turn to somebody and say, he's going to fill you. See, because his glory is not just going to hang around in the atmosphere. Glory is going to fill you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. My friends, we have arrived at that time. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles, sinners, shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see, they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons come after from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you will see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy. Because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. Come on, somebody. This is for you. Lord, we've waited a long time. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. Up until now, where is the fear of the Lord? Even comedy shows are mocking Jesus. Publicly and openly. Not done behind closed doors. But what they don't know is a standard is getting ready to be raised. And you know who's going to raise it? Turn to somebody and says, he is. As long as it's somebody else, it's comfortable. No, I'm going to raise the standard. Come on, somebody, put your hand right here. I'm going to raise the standard. See, God has partnered with us. This isn't something he's going to do, open the heavens and send other beings, angels. God, send angels and make them appear in Congress. I'm the angel of the Lord. And I'm going to bring his glory. His glory doesn't come through angels. His glory comes through his saints, his children. Yes. Solutions have arisen that look like they're from God. A large amount of the church has lost its bearings, and compromise was the fallback that has disarmed God's representatives. God has placed within the church a yearning for the power and the glory of Almighty God. He's placed it within the church. Many have left the church because the church lost its bearings. The church says, we'll compromise. Church says, we'll do whatever. We just don't want to lose the appeal of the people. Pastor, if you'll just preach the 15-minute message and bring me to St. Arbucks. That's Starbucks to you. Just because this is a new way we're going through, my friends, it does not mean that it's temporary. It's not temporary. Better get used to change, because God is rearranging furniture. It's not going to look the same. Biggest bruise I ever got was I came home from somewhere, came into the living room the next morning and tripped over the ottoman and right on my face. This was when the kids were still at the house. Man, I had a conversation with Terry. What did you do? I rearranged the furniture. I memorized where the furniture was. I didn't need a light. I was in my underwear anyway. Didn't want anybody to see I was in my underwear. Come on, somebody. I'm at home. Bam. Bruise on my head. Open your eyes. God is rearranging the furniture in your life. And it's not only going to be in the gathering of believers, it's going to be in your home. It's going to be in your relationship. It's going to be in your job, the way you minister to folks, the way you talk to folks. He is rearranging everything. You know why? Because the earth will be filled with His glory. The church has been being built in this generation like the ark. God is calling us to be an ark. It's being built in the Spirit to receive the lost. Because the rains are coming. The flood is coming. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, listen, the floods are coming. Destruction is coming. But God is building an ark. And that's His church, the bride. He's building an ark for those that will answer, for those that will say yes. An ark is being built in the Spirit to receive the lost. A safe place to bring them until we are taken to Him. Come on, somebody. Isaiah chapter 60. Turn there, I'm closing. Maybe. I think I'm going to preach on my getting set free next Sunday. Never said what I'm going to say next Sunday publicly. It's a good thing I'm meeting with the elders on Saturday because they may. Wow. Never been this way before. Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Yes.
Come on, say it with me. The glory of the Lord, has risen upon me.
Amen.
Forget the person sitting to your left and right. Come on. This is about you. It's about you. Our light has come. We are lights. The glory of the Lord is risen on us. All the ingredients are available to manifest His kingdom. Signs, wonders, and miracles will become so commonplace that to have a meeting without them will be as rare as we used to have meetings with no signs and wonders in the past.
Hallelujah.
Signs and wonders were relegated to the special meetings. We're going to have special meetings and signs and wonders are going to happen, and then we'll get back to the regular meetings. Signs and wonders meetings. God said, when I come in my glory, I bring signs and wonders. In the midst of a great darkness, the glory will be seen in you. Many will turn to the burning bush of God's instructional glory. His character is made manifest through His children. The days are over when Jesus is seen as Savior only. Days are over. He's God Almighty. He's El Shaddai. He's El Yelyon, the Most High God. He's El Olam, is another name for Him. The Everlasting God. He's Yahweh. Many of you have heard Jehovah Jireh. I'm going to use the name Yahweh because Yahweh speaks of the power and designated title to reveal His character. It was so holy that they were forbidden to say it. Yahweh. He's Yahweh Jireh. He'll provide. Well, say it. He is going to provide all of my needs. He's Yahweh Nissi. You don't have to repeat that. The Lord is my banner. What's that mean? He means he's our rallying point. He's our victory. A banner was lifted when the battle was won. He's our banner. He's Yahweh Shalom. The Lord is our peace. Peace that passes all understanding. He's the Lord of hosts. Sabaoth, Yahweh Sabaoth, a military figure portraying the Lord as the commander of the armies of heaven. He's coming to battle. He's our sanctifier. He's our shepherd. He's our righteousness. The glory of God will manifest every time He does. It can't be separate from His presence. Anytime we say God is present and His glory is not present, we're fooling ourselves. Every time God showed up, I challenge you, go to the Old Testament, New Testament. Every time God showed up, His glory was present. He never showed up as somebody common. Oh, could Jesus, hey, is Jesus here? Where are you, Jesus? He was always the center. The modern church promotes brief meetings, short sermons, illustrations, and half-truths in the name of convenience, numbers, and popularity. Ain't going to happen here. Much of the church has bought the lie that presenting God and His glory is a major turnoff to the masses. Oh, you can't do that. People won't come. They'll come. Come on, somebody. People are being healed over there. Where? Can I go over there? People are being changed. Lives are being changed. Where? Can I go there? What? How do I get there? If we continue to illustrate and not demonstrate, we'll go back to the way it was. I ain't going back. No more illustrations. It's demonstration. We had a demonstration of power today. Just 6 or 8 people just being used of God. Had no idea what they were flowing into. And you're right, man, if you're here at 9:30, everybody's welcome to go back to the prayer room. Man, the power of God was just so evident in that place. Come on. 9:30. Yeah, nobody wanted to leave. We were done praying. Everybody's standing there looking at each other. Now what do we do? I've never been in meetings like that. Never. With the power so evident. The glory and power is not in speeches. It's not in human wisdom. The glory and the power of God is in the presence of His Spirit amongst His people. He delivers from sin. He changes lives. He redeems the lost. Let's kick out the ends. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. It's not in formulas or recreating a certain setting so God will act. It's simply yielding to Almighty God, letting Him have His way. I'm hearing back what my prayer has been. 2 or 3 people prayed it this morning. And that is why we experience what we experience. My prayer, and I'm asking you to pray it with me. It's very simple. It's not long. There's no steps. It's not Larry Lee, 10 steps in praying. It's this statement right here. God, do what you always wanted to do. Simple prayer. God, please do what you always wanted to do in me, in my brothers and sisters in your church. Amen. Father, we pray this morning. Thank you for your glorious demonstration this morning. Thank you that you purposed some things particularly for this person that knows why she's here today. Particularly, you've spoken to her. Particularly, God, seal it within her, God. In Jesus' name, seal it within her. Change does not change until it's change. The shackles have fallen off, you're free. Shackles have fallen off, you're free. Thank you for showing your glory in us and through us, God. Lord, everybody that was touched this morning, we seal it. God, may they leave different than they came. May healing take place in their bodies and stay healed. We're not going to lose a thing when we leave this place. We're going to go spread it everywhere we go because your glory has come. Lord, I pray blessings upon each and every one. Thank you for their patience. Thank you for your glory. And God, we pray just one more time. Do what you always wanted to do in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.